Bad language warning, just real quick. Welcome to Me Podcast. Thank you for listening. Willy-bit-dilly-bit-days. Welcome to me. Welcome to Me Podcast. So my phone screen just turned black. By the way, don't mind talking near here. My dad's watching football. Also, that's stupid. I don't like him. In what's new segment, I really have nothing today. I have personal, but I'm gonna tell you that for my segment. But yeah, that's pretty much it. God dang it. My phone keeps blacking out. Would you stop it? Yeah. That's pretty much it for the What's New segment. Nothing much this episode. We're now moving on to the gaming segment. Welcome to the gaming segment. I thought I'd be talking about the game that got really famous and became the best game ever. I died like a week later. Fall Guys. So pretty much you're a big green humanoid jelly bean that's taller than I am. And you pretty much run across different mini games trying to get to the crown. Yeah, no wonder that fast. It has stupidly wonky gimmicks and it was just so hard. You could grab people and make life harder. But overall, the game was hard. And there were glitches all over the place. A short time later, Among Us took over. And yeah. That's pretty much how Among Us dominated the world. Fall Guys, don't get me wrong, can be fun. I never played myself, but it looks like fun. But the fact is, you can't really get anything out of it. With Fortnite, you can learn strategy. With Minecraft, you are more peaceful. With Among Us, you learn to detect lies. This game, you learn to be an absolute dickhead to everyone. So no wonder that so fast. Not to mention, I couldn't really come up with a cool tagline to go along with the other ones. Fortnite had, where we dropping boys. Minecraft had what we built most. Among Us has who we voting boys. So it collapsed. Because that's one of my reasons. Not to mention, it looks boring. It doesn't look funny at all. You can't name yourself. Because people were rude. Yeah. That's pretty much it for the gaming segment. Fall Guys. A game that has lived a good life. But a short one indeed. Moving on to my segment. Welcome to my segment. As I said, during the What's New segment, something personal has happened for me. So as you all know, Middle Western Jutland is going into lockdown for most people. I forgot that detail last episode, but for most people, we're going into lockdown. Yeah, I had a special deal considering the fact that I'm allowed to go up to the school in that 1 week. I'm allowed to be there. That's really neat. That's very neat. I just sound like Mario. Man, I should talk about Mario in the gaming section one day. Segment, whatever you want to call it. But still, so in the last week of school, I'll get to be in school. Despite the rest of my class not being there. It's the best for my mental state. And my mental health. This episode is going to be super short. That's why I'm going to introduce a new segment this episode. Hope you like it. Moving on to the music segment. Welcome to a brand new segment. I'm gonna call this one the music segment. In this segment, I'll be talking about music. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, recently, I haven't listened to a lot of video game soundtrack music. Fit one so far is Fields of Hopes and Dreams from Deltarune. That song's really good. Iconic and the best song in all of Deltarune. Changed my mind, bitches. The first time I've sworn in this entire episode. Wow. Ain't that neat, boys? But yeah, I'm listening to a lot of video games. Most notably, actually there's only two, but I still listen a lot. Most notably is some calm music that I can sit down and read a book to. It's really nice. It just gives you that calm and feeling that you have a lot of time. Allowing you to just be patient. I will really recommend that. It really helped me out and made me less stressful. I would recommend listening to calm music or even just audiobooks. I don't listen to audiobooks myself, but I heard good things about them. You could also go listen to podcasts like, I don't know, Me Podcast and Me Podcast. Self-promoting 101, boys. Self-promoting. But, yeah, so recently I've been listening to a lot of video game soundtrack music. I'm just gonna call it gaming music, just for the sake of my own sanity. So, pretty much, it's just some music from a game. Currently, there are two on my personal playlist. One of them is the aforementioned Fields of Hopes and Dreams from Deltarune, and there's Lights, Camera, Action, Shooter, Topless Zone from Sonic Mania. You can just vibe to that all day. Original also had Bowser's Dream from Super Mario 64. I cannot pronounce anything, can I? The fuck is up with your mouth? It is also part of me, I do stuff with my mouth. I can repeat words sometimes, just so I know. But yeah. So pretty much. Fucking phone blacking out. I hate my phone right now. So pretty much all I do for a living. Actually, I don't do anything for a living. I'm going to go to school. Sorry. So pretty much what I do whenever I have a free time, which is literally almost all the time, I sometimes just listen to my playlist. It consists of songs like Larger Than Life and other games. Oh yeah, I forgot, there's a third one. I'm Ready. From the new Spider-Man game. Black Spider-Man. I'm just kidding, it's Spider-Man Miles Morales. That song is a flat-out song. Not from a video game soundtrack, but from a game. This has been it for the music segment. Hope you enjoyed it. You've reached the end of Me Podcast. Thank you for listening. And please, stay safe and let this virus pass by, you motherfuckers.